Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Tell you, if you'd have had a sailboat yesterday, you could have sailed around the world there. That wind that was blowing around there. As I mentioned earlier, it was hard to believe my car thermometer said 60 degrees, and it felt like about 35 out there with that gale force wind that was happening. Anyway, right now at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it is 7 o'clock, and this news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took 8 pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, 2 diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News. A cargo aircraft skidding off a Hong Kong runway into the sea when landing over the weekend. 2 people in an airport ground vehicle on the tarmac were killed. In a separate incident, the crew of an Air China flight prevented tragedy. ABC's Morgan Norwood explains.
That Air China flight forced to make an emergency landing in Shanghai after a lithium battery ignited and within seconds, flames tearing through an overhead bin, black smoke pouring across the cabin, crews then running with fire extinguishers. And this is why we see these airlines ban loose lithium batteries and checked bags. They have to stay in your carry-on so that crews can reach them fast if something like this goes wrong. And that's exactly what Air China says the crew did, that they followed protocol, quickly put that fire out, and thankfully no one was injured.
3 backyard flocks of North Carolina birds have tested positive for bird flu. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture says this type of avian flu is considered low risk for humans, but is very contagious for birds. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
Family Prescription Center. Your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up, details on weather for today, and we'll see how Henry Bray's wild weekend went as well. It is 5 minutes after 7.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright designed restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at TaliesinPreservation.org.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high in the upper 60s today, a 30% chance of light rain toward evening. For tonight, breezy with showers ending a bit late and a low of 43. Tuesday, 50, scattered light rain likely, especially by midday. Breezy and brisk with scattered light rain and drizzle Tuesday night, a low of 39. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chilly and breezy. A few sprinkles possible and a high of 50 degrees. In Richland Center, following a high of 33 so far in the day, it is an ice scraper morning at 29 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear, for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani on WRCO Radio, and Love Nobody But You, 7:12 this morning. A few things to celebrate today. Wow, quite a few things. World Osteoporosis Day, World Statistics Day, Suspenders Day. Ah, I didn't get the message. I don't know if I have any anymore. I used to have that might have been my Halloween costume I had. But nonetheless, we have some Mozzarella Stick Day to celebrate today. Sounds good to me. It's National Chicken and Waffles Day. Wow. That became a phenomenon some years ago, and I don't know if it's really hit here in Southwest Wisconsin, but it sounds good, chicken and waffles. It's National Brandied Fruit Day. It's Miss American Rose Day. Also, Adjust Your Chair Day. That's a problem I have. Oh, okay. For me, it sometimes doesn't stay up there. Must be going bad there. Or the weight limit or something. I'm not sure what it is. And it's also International Chef's Day. I'm not sure if Hank Bray qualifies as a chef, but I guess more than I do. And he at least makes an attempt. Here's Lauren Elena.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right key, left key. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high. Give me, give me, give me. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Right key, left key. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high rise. Give me, give me, give me little rise.
Hey ladies, what's that Georgia shimmy, boy shimmy, say about us country girls?
Bell bottom high.
What is something about
give me, give me,
shaking
give me little
country girls.
Shake it for me,
shimmy,
girl.
Shimmy,
shake it for me,
bell
girl.
Bottom.
Thank you. sky. Well, its precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. It goes running through the soul like the story's told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold.
Feel those southern winds blow in and warming up here a little bit. Glenn Campbell on WRCO. Sextonville Waterworks will be flushing hydrants today starting at 8. They hope to finish by noon. There could be some low pressure or some water that is discolored. So probably not a good idea to do your laundry during that time, which could discolor clothes. Although maybe if June does my laundry at that time, maybe it will give my clothes some color. Hide some stains. I don't know. But anyway, nonetheless, a good idea to run an outdoor faucet until the water clears today in Sextonville as they do their traditional flushing hydrants and getting that taken care of here before the winter months. We'll see what old Hank is up to in just a little bit here.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Eshbett Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
Did you know 4 physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics have completed Herdman's vestibular rehabilitation, making them able to effectively assess and treat dizziness, vertigo, and post-concussion symptoms? They're helping patients find their footing and their freedom again. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. Rural Healthcare, close to home.
It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to something that looks suspiciously like a lawn ornament. Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who dig deeper than your uncle's fishing stories. And Napa Auto & Truck Parts, because duct tape can't fix everything. Start your week with the latest updates, a little knowledge you may actually use, and of course, Chet's Chuckle, where Phil and Hank bring you jokes so corny they could be sold by the bushel. That's Monday's Roundup, making Mondays just slightly less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, young men. How was your weekend?
Not bad.
Your household was happy with the Bears and the Packers winning?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the Bears, you know, they were rolling over the Saints, and I made the mistake of saying, were they playing the Little Sisters of Poor here today?
They're playing the WRCO team?
That didn't go over real well.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints quarterback looked like me or you out there, you know? So
Rattler, I believe.
Jeepers. 4 interceptions. I mean, the Bears put up a good effort, that kind of thing, but I'm not sure. The NFL has some teams that are not real good right now.
Yeah.
And of course, the Packers barely got by, salvaging our Wisconsin weekend. Otherwise, it would have been a really bleak weekend.
And the Badgers still hasn't scored yet.
No. Yeah. 2 games in a row.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
First time since 77. And then somebody pointed out that it was first time, I think it was first time since 1968 they've been shut out back-to-back at home.
Really?
Yeah.
That usually never happened.
Right. Usually get a field goal or something.
Something. They wouldn't even.
No, but here's the thing that's sad, though, Hank. They were only down 17-0 at halftime. I'm looking at that thinking, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, they did pretty well. That's a victory, right?
But Ohio State usually never blows out anybody. Once they're up on them, they don't.
Good.
He's a good coach.
Sports. Yeah, he is.
Coach. And all these, the coaching carousel, and it's crazy with all this money that goes out there.
Oh, boy.
It's just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. So.
And speaking of money, we'll do a baseball rant, too. You know, I mean, Brewers had a great year. I think it's overshadowed, obviously, by what happened last week. So, you know, but I admire what they did.
Yeah.
Baseball, I don't know if they'll ever get to the point where football is, where there's a cap and there's...
It's just fair. I mean...
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It really is not. And it's clear that baseball and the networks want East Coast and West Coast teams. They really don't care about
care about the Midwest.
Uh-uh.
No, not at all. Unless you're the Cubbies.
Yep.
Have you noticed that?
Well, I don't know. I think even the Cubs. You know, the Cubs overspent, obviously, for what they wound up with. But still, I still don't think the Cubs get the kind of recognition that the other teams do.
True.
Not the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox.
The last thing they want is the Blue Jays to win it.
Yeah, they wouldn't want that. So.
No, that's it. But I'm kind of rooting for the Blue Jays or the Mariners.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But here's the Dodgers. They're going to be rested. They've been sitting back.
Friday?
Well to go, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to have their full staff. And then after tonight's game, they have a day rest.
Right. You do have to tip your hat to Shohei Ohtani, though, for 3 home runs and 10 strikeouts.
He's a stud.
He is that, all right.
He is definitely a stud.
But if I'm Pat Murphy after the first home run, I'd have walked him.
I guarantee you I walked him.
You're done. You're going to walk.
See, if you look back, didn't the Brewers win the whole series during the regular season?
Oh, yeah, they went 6-0.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But like Mike Clemens said last week, he was at, I think, the one series that they swept, and he said the Dodgers just looked like they really didn't care at that point. You know, it's like, we'll play ball when we're ready to. And that's not taking anything away from the Brewers, but they didn't face the pitchers that they faced in those games either.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
What do you do, Hank?
I don't know. Well,
other than complain.
I'm tired.
You're
Phil.
Tired? Yeah.
Well, how do hens
go
feel?
Go back to bed for a while.
How do hens feel on Mondays?
Like Henry Bray, I guess. I don't know.
Exhausted.
It sounds like you are.
Yes.
Were you up late making stuff at 2:30?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a new recipe for Friday, so I'm 0-1 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So what we hear is the finished product.
There's the finished product.
But you have some failures before that.
Yeah, like 4 of them.
It's hard to tell. How do you know the difference?
That's a good joke.
I don't know.
That's a pretty good joke.
How do you know the difference?
Yeah.
The past, present, and future walk into a bar.
Oh, boy.
Things were tense.
They were very tense, I guarantee you. Hey, in New York City, a man gets hit with a car every 48 minutes.
Boy, that guy's got
to
be hurt.
To me, I thought if I was him, I'd get off the street.
I think I would, too.
Poor guy.
Rough.
It's woof.
It's no surprise. I've told you, I've been in New York, and if you have a car that doesn't have a horn, you better get rid of it, because that's all you hear. At every crosswalk and everything.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want no part of that.
Yeah. I don't mind a visit. It's a fun place to visit.
I don't even want to visit.
Yeah, I liked it. I felt very safe in New York, but there's a lot of people, but still.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make my appearance on Broadway, but they never let me on
Broadway.
Stage. Phil on Broadway, right.
Hey, I've never seen I talked to my dad over the weekend. I've never heard him so mad.
Really?
Yeah, the state's decided to put a 4-lane highway right through the middle of his pasture up front.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And I said, why are you mad about this? He goes, now I have to run down there and open the gate every time a car goes along.
Pobre.
I tell you what, he just hurts all the time.
Yeah,
that's
too bad. Yeah. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Hey. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
I come in a little early.
Oh, yeah, you did. You missed your cue.
Yeah, I missed my cue by like 3 seconds. Monday.
What's up?
Anyway, what's the definition of a bachelor pad, Phil?
I don't know. When June leaves?
No.
The weekend. You know?
All the house plants are dead, but there's something growing in the fridge.
Exactly. No, it's on the plate that slid under the couch.
Yes.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah. Anyway. What else do you know? Before you marry a person, Hank, this is good advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with a slow internet connection. See who they really are, right? Hey, the internet's down.
So I've come up with some puns here.
Yeah.
I put my grandma on speed dial.
Really?
Yeah, I call that Instagram.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Energizer bunny arrested.
Oh. Yeah,
charged with battery.
Yeah. I think I read that. Yeah.
Whoever invented knock-knock jokes should win a Nobel Prize. Pasteurized. Wow. Pasteurized.
Uh-huh.
Too far to see.
Oh. Uh-huh. I thought that was the milk bath.
Yes.
How much? Pasteurized. Okay.
No matter how much you push the envelope, it will still be stationary.
Stationary.
Yes.
Wow. Boy, you're getting pretty deep.
Yeah. Stealing someone's coffee is called Mugging.
Yes. Oh,
and the last one. The other day, I held the door open for a clown.
Really?
Yeah, it was a nice jester.
Jester. Oh, boy. Oh, Hank.
Not getting any better, are they?
What do you call Batman and Robin after they get run over?
Batman and Robin. I don't know.
Flat man and ribbon. Oh, yes. Thank you, Hank.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Is that your kicker?
No.
No.
No. What did the Spanish fireman name his twin boys, Phil?
I give up.
Jose and Hosby.
There you go. You're on a bad roll this morning. Yes. Yeah.
What, bad roll?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Just been offered a job at the local ice cream factory.
Really?
Yeah, I turned it down, Phil.
Why?
Yeah, I don't like working on Sundays.
Oh! Or nights and weekends.
Or nights and weekends.
Yeah, yeah. I want to work, but I don't want to work nights and weekends.
Hold on. Or anytime.
Or anytime. Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well. You got any more?
Was that your kicker?
No, I'm getting ready to read it if you're ready.
Did you hear that they arrested the devil?
Oh, no.
They got him on possession.
Sure they did.
Oh, Hank.
All right, buddy, here we go.
Yeah, what do you got?
Here we go. The lawyer seemed confident that he could win a divorce settlement for his female client.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't worry about a thing, he told her. He goes, we'll convince the judge that your husband mesmerized you into marrying him with his charming, delightful personality and handsome little boy smile. Hmm. He overwhelmed you with his sparkling, upbeat personality, with his insightful conversation and tower and intellect. He swept you off your feet with his masterful lovemaking techniques and attentive behavior.
Hmm.
The woman goes, hold it. If that creep is all that, I've changed my mind.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Sounded like a Harlequin romance there for a moment. Wow. Hank.
Yeah.
I didn't know you read those kind of novels.
No, that was the only one.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yep, throw those jokes away.
Yeah,
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Anything else I should know before?
No, I think I have my last football game tonight.
Your last JV
season, yeah.
Yeah, JV.
Yeah, I'm still wearing shorts.
Really?
I keep wondering where I get sick.
Well, that's going to be a little chilly today for shorts, especially toward the end of the game.
Yeah, it may be a little rain, too.
Could be.
I was in Tri-County the other day. I meant to tell you this. The Tri-County Penguins.
They are the Penguins.
Now, and they played the Hurley Midgets. They're not the Midgets anymore. They're called the North Stars.
The North Stars. I knew that changed.
Yeah, that changed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and Hurley actually upset them. It was 22-0. And so Hurley had a three-hour trip like I did.
Yeah.
And now Hurley gets a five-hour trip to North Crawford.
That's right.
Yeah. The North Stars are coming to Crawford. Yeah.
Where are you cheating the kids Friday night?
I'm wherever you tell me to go.
Oh, you're cheating.
Yeah,
with me.
We got weeks 2 and 3.
Oh, okay.
So
got the weekend off this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, all right. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll be.
Well,
there's no telling where I'll be.
Well, how about go up the middle of Highway 14 here and cover that? You know,
well, do you remember
traffic
every man gets hit out there every 48 minutes.
That's right.
Have a good day and
have
be
a good
kind,
one, Hank. At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
1977, this date in history, the supersonic airliner Concorde made its first landing in New York City. 1987, the stock market crashed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points, or 22.6%. And in 2003, Pope John Paul II beatified Mother Teresa during a ceremony in St. Peter's Square. Some notes from this day in history, some iconic moments on October the 20th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to The Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top-name brands to hard-to-find sizes, The Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Aubrey Williamson, number 18. Grandma Sue loves you. Thanks for being a wonderful granddaughter and role model for your siblings. To Emerson Fruit, from Mom, Dad, Finley, Scarlett, and Adeline, have a great day today, Emerson. And to Tammy Newberry, happy birthday. Much love from the Pizza Gang today. Wishing you all the best. And to Tammy Newberry from Grandma Newberry. To Judy Green from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Dan Wancurl from the Durst Cousins. And also today to Martin Krulatz from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday to Joe Dickman and Martin Krulatz from the Bloom City Town Crier and the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Wishing the best to Andy Knutson, Chris McHenry, Jody Miles, and Scott Sprague. Happy anniversary, Jennifer and Bart Leibfried, today. Wishes from the RC Lions to Tammy Wheelock, Barry Roguehair, Brock Martinick, also to Mike Stafford, Diana Sefkis, and Nancy Clausius. Happy anniversary, Mark and Rachel Turgeson. Happy anniversary wishes to Danny and Denise Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and to Dan and Denise Durst from Lori and the Gang. And last but not least, happy anniversary to my beautiful wife, Barb McCormick. Much love from Mike. Barb and Mike celebrating 46 together today. Congrats, kids.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit.
At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have a wonderful Monday, as wonderful as Mondays can be. And we enjoy keeping you company each and every morning. A news update is coming up right around the bend.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 7:45 is sponsored by Philback Ford, along with Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast for today, a high of 67, a 30% chance of light rain toward evening, breezy with showers tonight ending a bit late, and a low of 43. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our overnight low of frosty 29 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
For Joanne Krulatz, I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News on a Monday. Affordable Care Act subsidies remain at the center of the federal government shutdown. Democrat 4th Congressional District Representative Gwen Moore said on WISN's Upfront Sunday that Republicans have deliberately placed health care food share at the center of this debate. She asked, when are Republicans going to give up transferring huge amounts of wealth to multi-billionaires in lieu of feeding people? 1st District Republican Representative Brian Stile countered, the Democrat passed language that we're currently living under is rife with waste, fraud, and abuse. The shutdown has now entered its third week. And Domestic Abuse Wisconsin has released its annual homicide report. Executive Director Monique Minkins says 110 people lost their lives to domestic violence in 2024. She said of the 110 deaths, 99 were non-family homicides, the highest the report has ever found, calling that alarming and sad. Minkins said this is the consequence of a systematic failure, with programs being impacted with budget cuts and losing their staffs, but domestic violence is not lessening. If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline or the National Sexual Assault Hotline. MCI Foods Incorporated, a Santa Fe Springs, California establishment, is recalling over 91,000 pounds of specific lots of ready-to-eat breakfast burrito and wrap products containing egg that could have listeria, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced. The individually packaged and bulk-packed frozen breakfast burritos and wraps were produced between September 17th and October 14th. There have been no confirmed reports of illness due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about illness should contact a health care provider. Consumers with food safety questions can call the toll-free USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-MPH-HOTLINE. That's 1-888-674-6854, or send a question via mphotline at usa.gov. Richland County grant funding is available to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, and schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are welcome to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 this Thursday. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting on November 6th at 9:30. Please note all applicants are required to be present. Final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur this December. For full details, go to co.richland.wi.us. GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, held its 22nd annual meeting on Thursday night at the Ramada Inn in Richland Center. Many joined the GRACE Board and Walk Committee to celebrate the success of the year. Eileen Stevens serves as the president of GRACE.
Thank you so much for coming. We have a much bigger crowd than we had anticipated, which is a good problem to have. So can you believe that GRACE has been impacting lives now for 22 years? I mean, before you know it, we are going to be planning our 25th anniversary, our 25th walk, and it's going to be amazing. The slogan this year for the Walk with Grace, get up, get up, get out of here. I mean, to me, that just says it all. It really does. It's our ultimate goal is to end cancer. So Bob Uecker's slogan, we're using it. That's our end game. So with the brilliant minds of our researchers, there have been giant strides in beating cancer, and the treatments are improving all the time. GRACE service area covers 24,000, more than 24,000 people in our service area. And if you looked at the annual report, of course, that's all of Richland County or any townships that touch our borders. We have the best businesses, the best individuals, the communities in general that just give us unwavering support, and we couldn't run this program without any of them or any of you, so we appreciate that. So our total income for 2025 is an incredible $411,470.31.
The biggest fundraiser for GRACE is the walk held each August. June Nee is the Walk with GRACE chair.
One of the most important things, in my opinion, is having the ambassadors there each year and watching them lead our first lap. And this always gets me because I was there. I'll never forget it. And it's just so meaningful to see the flag and the marching, the colors and everything. So that is just one of my favorite things of the night. And I want to recognize once again our 2025 ambassadors. And I want you all to know, I know all of, not all of you are here tonight, but that how much it was an honor to hear your stories. Seth Paulson, Amy Linz, Betsy Wiedenfeld, and Tony McCarville. I want to thank you for sharing your cancer journeys and inspiring us all.
Money raised each year is allocated to local cancer patient funding, research, medical community, preventative, and operating costs. This year, the funds were divided with 58%, or $238,652, to the local cancer patient fund, 5%, or $20,573, to prevention, and 2% to operations. The medical community is receiving 10%, or $41,147. Community medical facilities in the service area are able to apply for a grant. This past year, the Richland Hospital Foundation was awarded a grant. Angie Coonan is director of the foundation.
I had applied for a community grant through GRACE, and luckily, and we were blessed to receive $40,000 from GRACE to pay for a gastroscope. What is a gastroscope? And so I had to look it up because I am not a medical professional. So I'm reading from Dr. Google here. But basically how it detects cancer is it visually inspects. So it goes down your mouth. As Dr. Lumi would say, it does not go sunny side. It helps with biopsies and detailed imaging. And then it does some dyes and stains. So really what it does is it's helping our community members with early cancer detection. And it's because of GRACE and that $40,000 a grant that they gave us that we're able to do this. So this helps with early cancer detection right here within our own community and our surrounding communities. So on behalf of the Richland Hospital Foundation, on behalf of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we thank you for your donation and we look forward to continuing partnerships years to come.
Teams are already looking ahead to next year, organizing fundraisers to support GRACE. If you'd like to become involved, call GRACE for more information at 608-604-8255. Friday was a busy day for the Iowa County Sheriff's Department. Around noon, a deputy from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 151 near North Oak Park Road in the township of Mineral Point. As a result of the traffic stop, Jeremiah W. Ennis, 46, of Janesville, was arrested for a probation hold, ignition interlock device tampering, fail to install, violate court order, and operate while revoked. Ennis was transported to the Iowa County Jail. Just after 2 p.m., the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident with entrapment on Sneed Creek Road near High Point Road in the township of Wyoming. Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, along with Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, assisted at the scene. Upon arrival to the scene, it was found that there were no vehicles involved, but it was an accidental 911 dial from a cell phone. All units returned to quarters. And finally, at 4:15, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-car motor vehicle accident on U.S. Highway 14 near the village of Arena. Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, as well as Iowa County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported as a result of this incident. A Viroqua man was arrested after driving the wrong way. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that the wrong-way driver incident occurred on Thursday afternoon, shortly before 4, on U.S. Highway 14 in the town of Viroqua. A deputy sheriff encountered a vehicle traveling south in the northbound lanes just south of the city of Westby. While quickly communicating the extremely dangerous situation to the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center, the deputy was able to position and operate his vehicle to warn unsuspecting oncoming traffic. The deputy was able to stop the vehicle near the intersection of Tom Burns Lane, and it was quickly removed from the roadway. The operator and lone occupant of the vehicle was identified as Dale Herbert Graffentine, 86, of Viroqua. He was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and is scheduled to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court December 2nd. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. Graffentine is cooperating with the investigation, which continues by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.61 a gallon, according to GasBuddy survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 28.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 32.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.36 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.17 a gallon, a difference of 81 cents per gallon.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Here are today's vital statistics. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military rites to follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to Okooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85. And Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday, October 31st, from 2 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Note from Sextonville Waterworks today, they will be flushing hydrants starting about now and lasting until around noon today, so there could be low pressure along the system in Sextonville or rusty water, which could discolor clothes if you decide to wash clothes. You may want to put that off for today. After work is finished, it is a good idea to run an outdoor faucet until the water clears. Again in Sextonville, where they will be flushing hydrants today. We head toward a high of 67 later and maybe a 30% chance of rain as we approach the evening hours tonight. Right now it is 30 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News This Hour is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites,